Hi, my name's Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and this podcast is about corporate manslaughter, the new area of corporate manslaughter introduced by the Corporate Manslaughter Act. So, I'm going to talk to you about manslaughter, what manslaughter is. Manslaughter is a criminal offence, and an individual would commit manslaughter when he causes death through gross negligence. And to show that he's caused the death through gross negligence, you have to show that the defendant owed a duty of care to the deceased person, that there'd been a breach of the duty of care, and finally, that the breach was so grossly negligent that the defendant could be deemed to have had such disregard for the life of the deceased that the defendant's conduct should be seen as criminal and deserving of punishment. So three elements. There's the duty of care, that you've breached the duty, and that you've done it in a really grossly negligent way. Somebody's died, and you could be found guilty of manslaughter. Manslaughter. Now, that's for an individual. Now, before the Corporate Manslaughter Act, there were many cases tried before the courts where companies were accused of manslaughter. Now, of course, companies are legal people, but they're not physical human people. Okay. So prior to the Corporate Manslaughter Act, the way that the courts worked this was that they said that they would find an organisation guilty of corporate manslaughter if they could find a controlling mind behind the company. So there was a very famous case called R against OLL Limited, also known as the Lyme Bay canoeing disaster, where some sixth formers were taken on a canoeing trip in Lyme Bay, organised by OLL Limited. And they were taken out by inexperienced instructors. They were taken out in weather conditions when they should never have been allowed to go out. And four of these sixth formers actually died on the trip. And what the court did there was that they found that Peter Kite, who was the managing director of the organisation, was the controlling mind of the organisation. And it was from him that all of these negligent acts had stemmed. And so consequently, they found him guilty of manslaughter, and he was imprisoned. I think he was given 3 years for his conviction. The old law required a controlling mind behind the company to be made guilty of the manslaughter. So the company itself was not guilty. It was the controlling mind behind it, Peter Kite in that case. So the idea of the change in the law was to actually make the company itself guilty of manslaughter. And what that means is, if the company is guilty, is that the company can be punished. And that punishment is, rather than imprisonment, is going to take the form of a fine against the companies. Okay, so this piece of legislation was introduced in 2007. Again, that sounds like a long time ago, but it was only last year in 2010 that the first case under legislation was brought against a business. And we'll talk about that case when we come to the end of this podcast. So, under this legislation, companies and organisations can be found guilty of corporate manslaughter if the way in which their activities, now this is the key bit, are managed or organised, causes a death and amounts to a gross breach of a relevant duty of care. So it's all about the way the activities are managed or organised. And the courts will look at whether or not a substantial part of the breach of duty of care was the way in which senior management managed the activities of the business. The Act didn't come into force until 2008, and the Act applies across the whole of the UK. It's not retrospective, so any deaths caused prior to that date would not be brought within the remit of this piece of legislation. Who's covered by the Act then? All companies incorporated in the Companies Act and other corporate bodies are covered that operate in the UK in the private and the public spheres. Partnerships, trade unions and employers' associations, government departments and police forces are also covered, which is interesting because often a lot of government bodies can be exempted from pieces of legislation like this, but, you know, not in this particular case. The new duties under the Act, what did the Act get companies to do that they shouldn't have been doing before? Well, interestingly, there were no new duties that were introduced. It wasn't the duties that changed, it was simply the fact that companies could be found guilty of corporate manslaughter. And the fact that the courts would look at the systems and processes for managing safety within the businesses to see whether the businesses had fallen below the standard of care that was expected from them. Penalties under the Act. Well, there is an unlimited fine. Unlimited. So the courts could basically fine businesses what they wish. However, there is a sentencing advisory panel, which is there to advise the courts as to the level of fines. And the sentencing advisory panel is working on the idea that the level of fine should be linked to turnover. So it should be a percentage of turnover. And they're talking about very substantial percentages of turnover, like 7%, 10% of turnover, actually being levied as a fine. Now, if you think about it, that could wipe out the whole profit or even more for a financial year, that level of fine. There'll also be publicity orders, where the court can specify that publicity is given to the company's failure and the company's conviction. And there could also be remedial orders from the court giving the company steps to remedy the problems identified. The first case, as I speak, is still under consideration by the court, and that's the case of Geotechnical Holdings. Geotechnical Holdings have been accused of the death of an employee, a man called Alexander Wright, who at 27 was excavating a pit under instruction from the company, and the pit walls collapsed in on him and killed him. He was a geologist and he was taking soil samples at the time near Stroud in Gloucestershire. In this case, the company director, Mr. Peter Eaton, is charged with gross negligence manslaughter, and if he's convicted, he could be jailed for life. And also, of course, the key thing for us here is that the company is also charged with corporate manslaughter, and if they are convicted, then they could be subject to an unlimited fine. So this is an interesting piece of legislation, a piece of legislation that affects all organisations throughout the UK, public sector, private sector alike, and it's something which organisations need to be aware of. How does it fit in with existing health and safety law? Well, if you follow existing health and safety procedures, if you do all of the things to make your business safe for you and your employees and your customers and your suppliers and anyone else that you deal with, then there aren't any new duties imposed on you. You just have to behave at that level of care that is expected from you as an organisation. If you fail to do that, though, and your actions result in somebody's death, then you're going to come under the remit of this particular piece of legislation. That's all I've got to say for today. My name is Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.